Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I mean, who among us, right? Like, a Florida man was arrested because he got caught with a gator in his SUV. This comes out of Dixie County, Florida. A man's facing charges after he was caught by Florida deputies transporting an alligator in his SUV. According to Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, a Dixie County deputy discovered a 3-foot gator in the man's SUV during a traffic stop on November 9th. It's all just coming out now, though. Apparently, the man told the officials that he saw the gator crossing the road, was terrified it was going to get hit by a car. He was like, I'm going to release the gator into a pond. He's facing charges of unlawful possession. They said the gator was released in a safe area. Was he, though, going to release it in a pond? Because I feel like if he was, then you should have just let him do his thing, right? He helped the taxpayer. Come on. I don't know. Let's see. We had the lady about eating counterfeit cash the other day. A man was arrested for stabbing a lady in a Walgreens parking lot because, according to deputies, he said he wanted to. Yeah, I mean, they go, why? And he goes, because I wanted to. That's literally what it says in the affidavit. Kenneth Bryan, 34, was charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, second-degree felony after the incident. It was in Walgreens in Naples in Florida. Yeah, he looks totally dopey in his mugshot. Stick with us. As we move, our friends over at Hillsdale College, this is one of the things that they teach at Hillsdale. This is like where you go for an actual good education. It's a small Christian classical liberal arts college there in Southern Michigan. They teach critical thinking. They protect critical thinking, not critical race theory. And they understand that education is absolutely paramount to a free society. The more you know, the freer you are, especially with how your own government works. And so that's what they teach at Hillsdale, where they foster open debate, where students aren't penalized for engaging in honest, academic discussion and displaying intellectual curiosity. And you can study America's great heritage of liberty and grow by studying these truths in a very supportive and dedicated community. And you can see they have a short video up about how Hillsdale's work is super effective in defending American liberty, not just on its campuses, but across the country. You can access it at Dana4Hillsdale.com and learn more about the mission of Hillsdale College. Visit Dana4Hillsdale.com. That's Dana4Hillsdale.com. Hillsdale College, developing minds, improving hearts.
I've said this, and I've said this to Deng Xiaoping and the Himalayas, and I've said this to every world leader. It's never, never, never been a good bet to bet against the American people. Never, never, never.
Can I break this video down? Juan, you're going to hate me. I'm so sorry. Juan's like, yeah, I love when you do video breakdowns, Dana. These are great. Welcome back to the show. Dana Lash here with you. Can listen coast to coast, watch the simulcast. First off, let me just address what was said. And then, Deng Xiaoping, dude. What? Who is he talking about? Does he mean Xi Jinping? Like the commie Chinese leader? Not a peep from anyone in the media on this, really. I just need a pulse check on these zombies that are running these publications. Not a single peep from you people. I don't care if it was your beloved grandfather that said something like this. You make fun of it because it should be. If you can't make fun of this, you're a soulless meat sack. You're a soulless meat sack and you're getting nothing for Christmas. That's it. How do you not? Dude, it's like 16 candles. It's like a movie scene. OK, so I want to break this down because I got to give props to the female and the male that are standing on either side of him. And you could see it. The guy had a real good poker face. You could see there was a hint of question that passed over his face when the president said Deng Xiaoping, which in the Himalayas, what? But the girl, the lady, you could tell she caught that and was like, what? And it registered. She caught herself like they knew they were on the national stage and they were trying to keep it legit. Right. So let's just walk through what is now my favorite video soundbite so far of this month. Go ahead.
I've said this, and I said this to Deng Xiaoping.
And then she looks right back at him like, I'm sorry, what? Deng Xiaoping, what did you just say? And you could see her purse lips together. She just looked at him and went, what? The other guy, like, his eyebrows were up real high. I love watching people's expressions on stuff. I can't tell you how many videos of this, like, these walkthroughs and stuff I've seen. So the guy's like, wait, what? And you could tell his, like, eyebrows dropped just a little bit. And he's like, oh, here we go. But she, it's like he expected this out of Biden. She didn't. And she just looks at him, the way her head jerked and looked at him right after he said that. That was something. But then it gets weirder. So after he says Deng Xiaoping and they're just standing there, then it's like, is he wearing like a shock collar where if someone is standing behind the scenes and they're on the campaign and they are like, oh, it needs more energy. My mom has candles, and I'm not going to lie, I got some too for Christmas, where you can do the remote with them. Those things are amazing, right? Mine are made in Taiwan. Thank you. Hers are China. And there's a remote, and you can bink, 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 like with the remote. You know what I'm talking about. So it's like someone did that to him. Like they got a shock collar on him, and they're in the back with the remote, like trying to get him to not be boring and sleepy. So go ahead, because he gets him riled up, and it's just out of nowhere and awkward.
Himalayas, I've said this to every world
She's
leader.
Dying still.
It's never, never.
To the mic. Now he leans over, and the guy is like, what the hell's happening here? They're both amused. One thing that you can tell from both of their faces is that they are amused. She is suppressing a chortle, which is kind of like a choky laugh. She's suppressing it. And you can tell. And the guy is just looking like, yep. I mean, the guy's like, has the expression of, this is my drunk friend. You know what I mean? Like when you're at the bar and one of your friends who's maybe had a couple, you know, maybe a pint too many, starts making a joke and it's just awkward, not funny, but you find it funny. That's like him. She's just trying not to laugh. But okay, so again, weirder. Go ahead.
Never been a good bet to bet against the American people. Never, never, never. Now.
And okay, so she starts nodding her head, and the guy that's on the other side of him is like, I don't know what this thing means, but I guess it's Tilly time. It's Tilly time. We're going to throw down. and then he starts clapping like, yeah, fight, fight. Yes, love that. That's the only, who knows what the hell this guy's saying, but it sounds like he's talking about fights right now, and I'm down with that. And she just starts nodding her head. She turns into a bouncer, like, mm-hmm, Tilly time. It's the funniest. This is so funny. I can't tell you how many times I watched this video. I watched it the first time, and I literally LOL. Normally, I'm lying when I write that. I'm not LOLing at all. I'm just like, I'm somewhat amused, and my facial expression hasn't changed. I laughed like a loon out loud. I LOL'd loudly when I saw this video. I love the guy's expression. He's like, yeah, Tilly time. Yeah. And she's just starts nodding her head like, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. It's just precious. I'm sorry. Go with me for simulcast, guys. Why she's like, I'm not going to laugh. And he's like, yeah, what? Fight? Yes. Yes. And she nods her head and he's like, yeah, Tilly time. Anyway, you know what? Where's the bad lip reading people? I want the bad lip reading people. You remember the one that we played where it was they were dubbing Matt Gaetz and Kevin McCarthy in a fight? I brought the tiger. It was hysterical. They need to do that for this. Honestly, some days that's the only way I can take politics, and I work in this business.
It's almost like when Biden just speaks normally. It sounds like it's the lip reading thing.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? You make a really good point here, because they would only serve to make him look smarter and sound smarter, because at least they're... Yeah, they're like more coherent, more, you know, a little bit more consistent with their speech and stuff. I don't know. But that was, I'm still, yeah, I found that, I mean, that whole clip, I mean, you start with a Deng Xiaoping and you end with, and I'm going to do my angry old man pointing. Good night. Our friends over at Kel-Tec, the Sub-2K, this is like a really, really innovative gun. I don't know if you're familiar with, you have to be familiar with what Kel-Tec does, right? I mean, it's a great Florida company. They have a great origin story too, which we'll say for another time, but the Sub-2K, it's awesome carbine. It's reliable. It's accurate. It's super lightweight, and it folds in half. It's like firearm origami. You can get it 9mm or 50 cal. it picks up where handguns leave off. I mean, you can tuck it up, fold it up, literally fold it up, tuck it away when you got limited space, but it's super quick to deploy, so to speak, when you need to, whether it's for, you know, you're going to the range or whether it's home defense or anything like that. The cool thing is, too, is that it has options for several popular magazines like Glock, Smith & Wesson, 6 Hour. It's really makes it much easier to take along because there's so much less to take with you. So from right now all the way up until March of next year, Kel-Tec is offering a $100 rebate program on any newly purchased sub-2K from a licensed dealer. So you buy a sub-2K, you get $100. That's awesome. And you can take advantage of that all the way up until March of 2024. And the sub-2K, like I said, I got this. I have this car. It's awesome. Easily disassembled for cleaning, inspection, intuitive sights, adjustable stock. Love it. Learn more about the sub-2K and that $100 rebate program. Visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's KeltecWeapons.com. Tell them that Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So I'm reading about, here's the scaremongering headline. So just, you're probably going to start hearing a lot about this if you haven't already. They're saying, oh, it's China's white lung. It's hitting the U.S. It's the newest thing, guys, the newest craze. They said mystery wave of pneumonia has hit America. Ohio County records 146 child cases of white lung syndrome, which it says meet the definition of an outbreak. Infection overwhelms Chinese hospitals. This case spike in Europe. Oh, my gosh. Weeping and gnashing of the teeth. This is crazy. And they're saying that, oh, it's raising fears of another outbreak. It's an outbreak. Oh. They say this every time. We're not going to be fooled again. Like the WHO said, we're not going to be fooled again. Just saying. They're immediately going into the fear mongering. And of course it comes out of China. Of course it does. An 83-year-old woman dies after falling through the floor of her home into a well shaft. Now, this is a new thing. Yeah. So the 83-year-old woman fell 48 feet down a well shaft that was under a 100-plus-year-old home. The woman, she was arrived at the house to assist her daughter move. And as she was walking in the kitchen, she stepped onto a weakened floor and fell through it right into a well shaft that the family had no clue about. It's like a horror film. Isn't there a horror film where there's like, I swear I've seen something like that. Yeah, no, well, no, I mean like where there's like all these tunnels and mines and it sounds like a Hamas house. A teen who learned CPR at school saved a toddler from drowning on Thanksgiving. A California teenager did the right thing. This is so good. This is a great story. She performed CPR on her 3-year-old relative who almost drowned in the family's pool on Thanksgiving. CPR is always a good skill to have, the ability to do that. And let's see. This is an Amarillo. Who has this much time on their hands? A Grinch tries to steal Christmas. Now, look, yes, we all know Jesus is real and that Christ is king, but you don't have to stand outside of a kid's school with a sign that says Santa is fake, Jesus is real. Come on. Seriously, what? That was a look. Kane just...
Because then I'd feel like Jesus was telling me to do stuff at that point.
Yeah, and he stood outside in a Grinch costume. Well, dressed as the Grinch, dressed as Santa. Yeah. And they police were called, but they didn't arrest him. They said he was on the lawfully on the sidewalk. I mean, clearly parents would not be happy about that.
And your own popularity.
Sure.
You've seen the polls also. Your ratings, 38.5%, Biden's 40.4%, and Trump is higher. Ron Klain says this. And you've seen press about yourself over the years. He says that he believes that your popularity or unpopularity or whatever rating you want to put it as is a function of sexism and racism. He says that's part of the problem. He says she doesn't get the credit for all that she's done. Do you think that's true?
For what?
Well, are we talking about the media or people? As it relates to the media, I'm sure some of that is true.
For what? What does she do? I don't mean to sound like Shorzy here, but Jiminy Christmas.
Come on, Dana.
For what?
She brought us Venn diagrams.
Really? That's the VP that was yesterday at that New York Times butter my biscuit thing, whatever it was. What was it?
The Deal Book Summit?
Sure.
Okay.
Dana Lasher with you. On the airwaves. You can listen coast to coast. You can stream it. You can watch the simulcasts. Channel 347 DirecTV. So the reason that no one likes her is because they're sexist and racist, not because she totally sucks out loud. I mean, at her work. Her jobs. The sexism into race. I mean, well, so wait, the sexism and racism. Wait a minute. Let me understand this. So you get into the vice president's office, but you can't. I mean, you get that far, but then all of a sudden, the sexisms and the racisms.
Yep, holding you down.
So you get as far as actually getting into the VP office. Oh, but the reason that I'm not good at my job is because of to sexisms and to racisms is why. I mean, that's the truth of it. Unburdened by what has been, Venn diagram. She sounds like if you fed an AI machine, like just random boardroom stuff, and then told it to spit it out.
1,000 words.
Yeah, give me 1,000 words in a speech. Like you're a female president, like you're a female vice president. And that would be it, right?
Yeah.
So you get as far as the VP office. So there's no sexism and racism stopping you then, right? You get in the, like, everyone's like, yeah, cool. All right. You know, she's in the VP office. But then it all of a sudden it dawns on them that you're a woman of color. And then they're like, wait a minute, how did this happen? And then all the racisms and sexisms happen. Is that what you're telling me? Like, it goes that far to the VP office. Totally fine. No one says nothing. But only after she's in office. Because, see, I would think that if it was really sexism and racism at play, she would never have gotten into the VP office. She would have never been vice president of the United States. So methinks that it has nothing to do with racism and sexism. She's just looking for some kind of justification to explain why she can't do her job well. That's what it seems like. I feel like I'm pretty correct on that. You know, I'm so tired of this. I'm so tired of, well, I'm a woman, so woman stuff, woman, lady, female. That's not a substitute for policy or wit or, you know, substance, nothing. Good heavens. Can I just tell you, because this, I just now saw this, it happened a couple hours ago. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says she's leaving X. She goes, quote, after Elon's F-bomb tirade, this will be my last post on X. She says, I can no longer support a platform run by a foul-mouthed degenerate.
Oh, no.
Huh. Didn't Rashida Tlaib say cursing shouldn't be a distraction?
She did.
When she got mad, she was cursing about Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I'm just saying. I mean, I remember not just her, but I remember Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, too, using all of a sudden they're these new little neo-Puritans after his F-bomb tirade. I just said bye. Actually, and then I shared with her Rashida Tlaib, like saying that, you know, cursing's not a distraction. I think he said what he said in the way that he said it so that A, it would go viral. B, it was arresting to your attention. And C, it was just, you know, maybe it's not something you'd say in church, but I also don't think that, you know, we'd be talking about advertising Marxist boycotts like this in church either. The point is that he did it in order for it to have impact and it worked. And he's correct, by the way. All these companies that are like, we're going to pull on what grounds? Shorzy, for what? Because they want to accuse him of anti-Semitism for nothing. They're just trying to get him on something. That's all. They're trying to get him on something. What is she going to do? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has no influence outside of social media. Do you know how I know that? Because she doesn't move the needle. All these people that think all the stupid stuff they do on social media, it doesn't move the needle. Right or left, by the way. If it did, we wouldn't have an issue in 2020, guys. Nobody, oh, I said something uncomfortable. It's true. It's true, though. Where's the lie? That's the whole, she doesn't move the needle. All she does is like throw flail about on social media and record herself. She's a younger version of Elizabeth Warren. Give her a few years and she'll be like, can I get you a beer? Asking her very uninterested spouse. Insane.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.